JP, we're speaking on the eve of the Connacht Senior Cup final. Traditionally in Connacht rugby, this is the be-all and end-all, especially regarding the senior clubs. Before I go any further, what's the feeling like in the camp? Seems to be a good atmosphere down below.
Yeah, no, most of the lads, they're looking forward to it. Like, I kind of asked a question there just before training on how many lads actually had a Connacht Senior Cup in the circle just before we went out to train, and no one put up their hand. It's a young enough squad anyway, but there's only one or two members that I can actually remember the last time a Connacht Senior Cup came back to Corinthians. So yeah, it will mean an awful lot to the lads. And you know yourself, when you get a chance to play in a cup final, you never know when you may get that chance again. So the lads are well geared up for it.
Corinthians last won the Senior Cup in 2011 when they beat Galwegians 25-24. They've played in, I think, six finals since then and lost them all. Is that a motivational point for these guys? Because a lot of these lads would have had the experience of last year when they went up as favourites against Sligo and were beaten.
Yeah, to be honest, like, I don't know how many of the squad would have played, say, in all those finals, but the one that definitely stands to most of them was the loss away to Sligo last year. It was something that didn't sit well with the squad at all. I mean, like, it was something I was told about when I came here first. So I think, like, we're lucky enough to get into a final again this year, and I think the lads will be out to try and, you know, right any wrongs or make good any errors of the past.
One thing that has struck me about this season has been the great atmosphere amongst the lads. I remember we actually talked the night of the launch down in Buskers, and there seems to be a great buzz amongst the boys. I mean, pre-season had gone well, we were about to start in, and even on the playing field you can see some good results coming through. And when you're up against it, Baron Hall being a great example, you know, you really do come good. Is there a magic secret? Is there something that you can put your finger on and go, you know, that's what's turning these boys into really good players?
Well, yeah, look, just on what you've said there, John, I mean, like, the lads have put in some great work this season so far, but I still think there's an awful lot in them. In terms of, say, the mood or, you know, whatever you'd say about how the lads are feeling, I think it's just down to maybe a slight shift in culture. A lot of the lads kind of maybe, I don't know how you'd say it, maybe palling around a bit better with each other. I mean, like, I don't know what, say, the atmosphere was like here in previous seasons with whatever coach was here. But, like, what I try and do is I try and, you know, create an atmosphere where everyone is held accountable for their actions. Everyone, like, has an equal say in the team, that we're as strong as our weakest link. So within that kind of a culture, like, there could be lads there that are weaker in one aspect of the game and stronger in another aspect of the game. And they're helped out by their friends. I mean, like, in terms of me coming out here as a coach, I haven't really showed them anything that they didn't already know or weren't already able to do. It's just kind of trying to shift the mentality and get them to execute when the pressure is, you know, when they're under pressure and when things do get difficult, and just to be able to come out the far side of that.
I suppose there's a feeling of going into Lions Den on Saturday, because it's Buccaneers. On paper, they're going to be favourites. They have home advantage. They're in a higher division in the All-Ireland League. A lot of the factors tend to sway in their favour. But in saying that, no team can go out and think, well, it's because it's Buccaneers, the game's already lost. It doesn't seem to be in the psyche of this team, no matter who you seem to face. And it happened during the Connacht Senior League. No matter who you seem to face, there was always this attitude, we're going to go out, we're going to win, we are the better team, and that will be the same way again on Saturday.
Yeah, just to go back on that, John, like, if I had any players in my team that thought they couldn't go out and win on Saturday, they wouldn't be playing. I suppose it's kind of just the mentality that we have to try and build with. I mean, like, there'd be no point in going out playing the game if you thought you weren't going to win it. The lads fully believe in themselves. They know with their rugby ability and the way that they can play the game, that if they do go out and execute their game plan, it'll take a very good team to stop us. It's just a question of getting their heads right and being able to execute that game plan. Like, they know all their roles. It's just when the pressure comes on, will they be able to execute? And it's something we've been trying to work on, and, you know, hopefully we'll bear the fruit of it on Saturday.
If we can just go back to before Christmas and the Christmas break itself, I mean, how did that go in your own opinion? You got the opportunity of doing a bit of training. Obviously, the players got a chance of a rest as well, because it was a very hectic few weeks up to the Christmas break. So are you happy with how that preparation has gone?
I have, yeah. I mean, like, I put out before even the last AIL game, before Christmas, our Christmas schedule, and I, you know, put it into the, say, the leadership group or some of the senior lads, and asked them what they thought of it, and they were all 100% accepting of it. They were like, yeah, we'll train the 27th, we'll train the 30th. It didn't make a difference to them. I mean, like, they really wanted, you know, to make sure that they have their best foot going forward for this final. And, you know, like I said already, hopefully we can see the fruits of it on Saturday.
One other question, support is vital. It is an away game for Corinthians. If it was here in Corinthian Park, as we look out onto the main pitch, you know, you'd have a fantastic crowd here, there's no doubt about it. But you would be hoping that there would be a strong Corinthian presence in Dubarry Park.
Oh yeah, of course I would. I mean, like, to be honest, it's actually a very well supported team. I mean, like, obviously, you know, travelling on the road, the numbers won't be as large as if they are at home. But in fairness to the supporters that do travel, they really do make their presence felt, and, you know, the lads really do appreciate it. So I suppose, like, you know, I know this is going to be on the radio just before the final. So, yeah, I suppose if there is any Corinthians out there that, you know, want to make their way down to Dubarry Park, you know, it'd be great to have your support down there, especially for Connacht Senior Cup final. And please God, come when once the 80 minutes are played, you'll see Aaron Broderick lifting a senior cup in front of the stands there in Dubarry Park.
Here's hoping it happens, JP. Thanks, man.
Thanks very much, Sean. I appreciate it.